Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Miraz, schus chayuch habit fege bas michal yidis basya. Besoch she'ar chole Yisrael. And we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Torah of Moreno Hagoyin, Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zatzal. Meseches Beitza, Taisvis. Of Beis Amar Aleph Dibra Maschu Beitzo Shinolda, B'yamtif, Tosis writes, B'sham Eirem Teachov B'sham Lo Teachov V'im Toymar, Amai Lo Tana Oysum Matirim. We have a machlokes in the Mishnah, what happened if a Beitza was born on Yamtif? B'sham Eirem says the egg can be eaten, and Beis Hillel says the egg cannot be eaten. And the kasha is, why does it not say oisrim or matirim? Why does the Mishnah use a lashon of achila? Isser beitza includes isser tiltul beitza. So if we would have said a lashon of oisrim, that would have included not only achila but also tiltul. Because the muksa shayla. So why does he use a lashon dafka of achila? Maybe we can be miyashiv the kash of Taisvis. Behekdem biur hadin shel tiltul letzorich oichel nefesh. So first we'll explain the din of tiltul letzorich oichel nefesh. Tosis writes later on, Chesam and Aleph yirmaschom Yehuda vim taimar, Banu echanu misal kanefer akir biyam tov lefos hapashtida, Afkav shen roi letzis lo beitza, ואומר הרב רב יצחק, דמוקצה אינוי אוסר לטלטל ביומטב בשביל אוכל נפש ושמחס יומטב. Tosis means to say is that if you have these ashes that are cooled off and they're not fitting to roast on top of, they are mukse like eitzim and avonim, and therefore they're oser b'tiltel. So why are we knowing to be metaltel the ashes in order to remove them from the oven, in order to bake the kugel? So how are we allowed to move these ashes? It's not roi litzlos bo beitza, you can't roast an egg on it. So Tosis answers, chiddush, that you're allowed to be metaltel muktzam yamtiv litzorech oichel nefesh. And Tosis is brought lahalacha neramon tov kuftesiv zayin. Rabbi Achronim asks that we find in numerous places that you're not allowed to be metaltel mukta, afilu letzorech ochel nefesh. The Maharsha 33a, Dibur Masel Ein Somchin, is tameh from what it says in the Gemara later on, Ein Somchin es hakadera v'bekas, v'chein hadeles, l'fi shelo nitnu eitzim ela lahasaka. So you're not allowed to be metaltel eitzim in order to lean the kidera on them. The pot of food, even though the tiltul is letzarech oichel nefesh in order to cook the food. So you see tiltul muksa is asur for oichel nefesh. Beis Yosef simen tof kuf yud ches is tamer from what it says later on, ches amin aleph, that you now let a shecht a bird on yomtif if you don't have prepared dust to cover it with for kisei hadam, and even if you have ashes that are muksa, you're now allowed to shech the oaf. And we don't say that you're allowed to shech the bird al das to cover it be'efer hamukza. Ask the Beis Yosef that if it's mutter l'talto mukza l'tzarech ochel nefesh, you should be allowed to be metaltel to shech the bird on yamtif al das to cover the blood with efer afal pishu mukza. Again, Avraham asks that if it's mutter l'talto mukza l'tzarech ochel nefesh, why are you now allowed to be mevashel ba'atzei mukza like we see in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, Sif Gimel, Siman Tav Kuf Zayin, Sif Beis, Bishul is Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. So the Maharsha and the Magen Avraham answer that only Tiltul Muktza Mutter Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. Aval Hishtamshus Ben Muktza Asura Afilu Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. To be Metaltul Muktza is Mutter Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. But using Muktza is Asur even Litzarech Ochel Nefesh. And therefore, one is allowed to be misalik the ashes, remove the ashes from the oven, since he's not using the muktzah, he's just moving it. But you're now allowed to lean the kedera on the wood, it's muktzah, or do kisei hadam b'muktzah, to be mevashel ba'atzei muktzah, because in all of these instances, he's mishtamesh b'muktzah. But we still have to understand, if Tiltul Muktzah is Mutter, Letzarech Oichel Nefesh, why can't you have Hishtamshus B'Muktzah? In the Sefer HaMalcheshes, in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes, he explained this din by first presenting a Yesod in the Isser of Muktzah. We find two dinim in the Isser of Muktzah. We find one din that Muktzah Asura Ba'achila V'Hishtamshus. And we find the second din, she'asur l'taltel muktzah. We have one din that muktzah is asura b'achila v'ishtamshus, and we find the second din that muktzah is asur b'tiltel. Now the isur of achila v'ishtamshus b'muktzah is relying on the pasuk of v'heichinu es asher yaviu. Like Rashi says later on, 26b, Divar Maschel v'idolo achzu, uman de isle muktzeh, hachana mi ba'od yom ba'i. If you hold of muktzeh, you have to prepare it by day, v'yom shishi v'chinut shi'aviyu. And we see in Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim, and daf mem zayin amud beis, that there's a havamina that iser ishtamshus ba'atzei muktzeh is do'i reiser from the pasuk of v'chinu, and the yisod of this din is because that you're not allowed to eat or use on Yom Tov, something that was not prepared from the previous day. However, the second din, shekol dvar muktzah asur b'tiltul, is a gzera because of hoitzah, like we see in Maseches Shabbos 123b. Amar Rabbi Chanina b'mei Nechemya ben Chachalia nishneish mishnezu. D'chsiv v'yamim ahem arisi b'yuda dorchim gitois b'shabbos mevim ha'aremois. So you see in these two sources, also Rashi and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei Maschil Gur Ba'avanim, so it's mufurish that the tiltul is because of the hoitzah. Why do we have the Yisr of Muksa? Tiltul muksa, because people are going to do hotzah. That's the problem. And Marcheshes writes, "Shebezem v'ohar achiluk bein isur hishtamshus b'muksa v'isur tiltul muksa l'nyan oichal nefesh." The ikar din of heichinu is that you're not allowed to eat or use things that aren't prepared from the previous day. Memela, it's not shaykh to be matir l'tzarech oichal nefesh, since the isur achila is part of the ikar isur hachana. Aval iser tiltul hirak gzeira atu haitzoi. Tiltul is because you might take it out. And since hotzah is mutter an yantav letzarech oichal nefesh, so tiltul mux is also going to be mutter letzarech oichal nefesh. Hishtamshus is because it wasn't prepared. So that's why you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'mux letzarech oichal nefesh, because it wasn't prepared. Whereas tiltul is because of hotzah, and hotzah is mutra an yantav letzarech oichal nefesh. So, emela tiltul muks is also mutra letzarech oichal nefesh, since hotzah is mutra. According to this, maybe we can answer the kash of Tosfos. Why did the Mishnah use a lashon of achila based on what we explained, it emerges that the ikar nidain about the beitza is if the beitza is mutter b'achila or asr b'achila. Because if it was mutter to eat the egg, then it would also be mutter to be metaltel the egg in order to eat it. Because tiltul muksa is mutter l'tzarech echel nefesh. If the beitza is asr b'achila, you're not allowed to be metaltel. Tiltul is only mutter l'tzarech echel nefesh. So the Mishnah was going to the shayrish iser, to the sibas iser. Achila or no achila. That's the question. And the Mela, the Toitza, is going to be that it's Mutter B'Tiltol or Aser B'Tiltol. Okay, so obviously there's a lot more to say, but this is a nice start of our discussion of Yana Yamtif, Mesechus Yamtif, and Mirtz Hashem Darkeinu. We will continue in the next Shir, the coming Shir B'li Neder. And Sina flows me teres Hashem. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.